Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I am the founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, which is a mergers and acquisition advisory firm. And we've been helping bring buyers and sellers together since 1985. Some years ago, a friend of mine approached me and suggested that we write a book about the process of selling a business because he thought that we do things a little bit differently. The reason he thought that was because when business owners approach us over the years, we've talked about half of them out of selling because they weren't ready. They hadn't thought about retirement, how much money they needed in retirement, hadn't done their financial planning, hadn't done their estate planning. Their business might not be worth enough money or quite enough money to help them, to allow them to reach their goals, which would be a successful retirement, whatever that means to you. And because he'd watched this over the years, he said, you know, you analyze things a little bit differently. Why don't you write a book about it? Well, I filed that away, and about 2 years later, ended up finishing a book. And the book is called Exit Strategy, Maximizing the Value of Your Business. Now, this is not a how-to book in terms of how to sell your business. Rather, it's a book that helps you plan and prepare for the eventual sale of a business. And in order to try to discuss what's in it, I could go through all of the chapters and I could talk for about an hour and you might get it or you might not. But we've found that there's a list of questions that we show on the back of the book that if I read through these questions, you'll have a pretty good idea of what we deal with in the book. And it goes like this. How long have you been in business? How long do you want to continue in business? Have you given any thought to succession planning for your business? What does retirement mean to you? How much money do you need to retire comfortably? How can you protect your assets after retirement? How much wealth would you like to transfer to your heirs? What can you do to reduce your estate taxes? How much is your business worth? How will you know if it's the right time to sell your business? What professional advisors do you need on an M&A team? Are there things you can do to prepare for the eventual sale or transfer of your business? Who are the potential buyers of your business? How can you minimize the taxes due at the time of the sale of your business? How do you protect confidentiality while marketing your business? What would a buyer look for in your business? And how can you close a successful transaction? We deal with those issues and more, and one of the most important issues is, how much is my business worth? What is my enterprise value? And we can talk about hundreds of different types of valuation methods, but it comes down to two good questions that you can probably answer. One is, if you built or have owned your business for any length of time, say 20 or 30 years, and if you were thinking of buying the business that you owned, you built, how much would you pay? Now, every business owner hopes and wishes that a business is worth as much as possible, and we all hope that it's probably worth more than they are. But if you think about it in the terms of what would you pay for it, you might get to a good number. The other thing that you should think about in trying to determine the business value is just this. If you're selling a business, what you're actually doing is accelerating the income from the next 5 to 7 years into today's dollars, and you're going to pay capital gains tax on those dollars instead of ordinary income tax, which today can save you about 20%. And the other significant factor is you're not going to have to do the time. And what I mean by that is just this. A lot of business owners tell me when they find out what their business is worth, well, I'll just run it for the next 4 or 5 years and close the doors and I can make that much money anyway. Well, they can do that. But if they do, they're still going to put in 24/7 for the next 5 years. They're going to have to do the time. They're going to have to spend the time to run that business, to create that income. And then they're going to pay ordinary income taxes on it instead of accelerating it into today's dollars and paying cheaper taxes. The other side of that coin is a buyer will come in, put down a down payment, and finance the rest of the acquisition. And what the buyer's looking for is a return of his down payment, a return on his down payment within the next 5 to 7 years, and to pay off the underlying financing within 7 to 10 years. And the big difference is the buyer has to do the time. The buyer has to be there 24/7 for all of that time to get a business paid for. So when you're thinking of selling a business, we deal with a lot of issues in this book, and one of the big issues is, what is your business worth? And then the rest of the issues are, what do you want to achieve? What does retirement mean to you? How can you do your financial planning? What do you need to do in your legacy issues, your estate planning? How do you put together a good team so that you structure the transaction properly? And then how do we get to closing? Because at the end of the day, if you don't get to a closing and actually consummate a sale, then we haven't finished the journey. So this book is available at bookstores, the book is available at all online bookstores, and it's also available at Faelon.com. That's Faelon.com. We hope you enjoy it, and we would welcome any comments or questions at Faelon Partners Limited or at Faelon.com, or you can call us at 763-231-4200, extension 1. Thank you.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Faelon Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.